Hi there, this is Annie, and this is my very late Spoken Sunday submission. This is from my first draft for Write Anything's Friday Fiction in response to the song We Want Your Soul. My piece is called Soul Sucking. Kim pushed her short fringe back and adjusted her headset. She stared again at the stark text on the screen. I got nothing, Laurie. What on earth was that writer on about with that sentence? And with that dialogue, we might as well reset it as a space opera instead of a downtown New York crime novel. Okay, so I've got Marion turned facing the wind, long tresses whipping her face. She stared blankly and cursed her foolishness. Dot, 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 dot. They groaned in unison. Kim's fingers flashed over the keyboard. How's that line now? I've just adjusted it. I don't like the word foolishness. Who the hell uses that any longer? I feel like I'm on the set of Lord of the Rings. They giggled across continents. I hate cursing. Kim deleted the offending words and allowed Laurie to continue to read out the text, stopping every so often to interject with punctuation or alterations on words or phrases. She clicked on a document to the side of her screen and read the title again, her fingers poised to add the next few words. Now she does a high kick and decapitated the guy? What the? Firstly, that's going in my WTF file. Since when does Marion have some sort of super spy karate moves? Shunted back at the task at hand, Kim reluctantly minimised the page. Editing this novel had sounded pretty glamorous a month ago. Late-night Skype sessions with her co-editor based in the US, fueled with coffee or bottles of cheap wine, was beginning to wear thin on the glamour title. 6 weeks ago, she'd been able to get an article or a story down in good shape in one sitting. Her characters and ideas had flowed to the point of interrupting her in the shower or at social engagements, where she'd suddenly scramble for a napkin to capture a thought or a series of dialogue. The lure to the page to write had always been strong with her. But now... Kim, what do you think about that sentence? Kim shook her head and focused. It's not particularly strong. But getting past the structure, Marion's motivation is just piss poor. It's paper thin. Laurie agreed, and the cursor on the screen moved, new words appearing on the live editing tool they were utilising to co-edit the manuscript. Kim couldn't remember why she agreed to be an editor on the project. Not only had she never undertaken something so vast as this, but she'd felt that her skills just weren't up to taking responsibility for someone else's work, or commenting or changing it. Bubbling to the surface also was her fears about what the writer might think of her personally or professionally once the edits had been sent back. Now, this part here, what did she want to do that? I mean, it's all incongruent. Kim had to agree. She felt every scrap of creativity being sucked away with every line of trashy text she edited. Hey, Laurie, I'm going to have to call it a night. I've got appointments tomorrow morning early and I need to be bright and sparky for it. Instead of shutting her computer down, Kim closed her email's internet connection. She replaced her headset with earphones and cranked up the volume of her iPod. The breath caught in her throat as her fingers hesitated over the keyboard. There was no ideas, no voices in her head begging for their story to be told. Was she too late? A picture formed in her mind's eye, and without hesitation, Kim's fingers darted over the keyboard. She was back. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope that I'll be up for next Sunday. I'll see you around. If you want to read my stuff, pop on over to http://annieevett.com. Catch ya.